Amid tight security, the prime ministers of Hungary and Slovakia met at the Hungarian border town of Széchenyi and announced they had agreed on ways to end their political and ethnic disputes. In a joint statement, the two leaders pledged to tackle extremism and extremist groups and all forms of xenophobia, intolerance, chauvinism and nationalism, and all manifestations of violence and their exports to other countries. The two prime ministers said they would consider setting up a joint police task force within 2 months to help in this task. They also stressed it was important to improve the integration of gypsies, also known as Roma, in their countries, following deadly attacks by extremists against the community. The two leaders acknowledged it was crucial for their countries to fully implement what is known as the Treaty on Good Neighborly Relations and Friendly Cooperation between the Republic of Hungary and the Slovak Republic, which was signed in Paris in 1995. As part of the agreement, joint groups will assist in improving energy security of the two countries, better road and railway connections, new bridges over common rivers, and the publication of textbooks on the country's history. Among other steps mentioned in their 11 points statement is a plan to ensure that mixed committees for minorities will regularly meet. They are to cooperate with the High Commissioner on National Minorities of the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe. The declaration is aimed at ending the worst diplomatic crisis between the two countries in years. It was sparked by Slovakia's decision to implement a new language law that Budapest claims discriminates against over 500,000 ethnic Hungarians in Slovakia. Under the law, anyone speaking a minority language in the government-run service sectors can be fined over $7,000. The law is to be implemented in areas where fewer than 20% of the population are members of an ethnic minority. But Slovakia's Prime Minister, Robert Fico, strongly denied that the law was aimed at ethnic Hungarians. He told his Hungarian counterpart that the language law in no way is harming the rights of minorities living in Slovakia. Mr. Fico says it is not true that it harms the Hungarians living in Slovakia and that they cannot use their mother tongue. However, the Hungarian Prime Minister Gordon Bajnai disagreed. He says that apparently the two countries each interpret the legalities and the situation created by the language law differently. He adds that both countries suffer from what he calls fear, paranoia, and a long history, which he says leads to mistakes on both sides. Mr. Bajnai said that he hopes the meeting has helped the two countries to reach an agreement and learn from 100 years of mistakes. While no breakthrough was reached on this issue, Mr. Fico also made clear he regretted that Hungary's President Laszlo Sólyom was barred from entering Slovakia last month to unveil a monument for Hungary's medieval king, Stephen, in the Slovak town of Komárno. But people living in the border areas are not convinced tensions will ease. The mayor of Komárno, Tibor Vasnak, says he fears politicians will continue to spoil relations between the two countries. He says that people have to realize there are local elections in Slovakia soon, and then within a year there will be parliamentary elections in both Slovakia and Hungary. It seems, he says, that some politicians are already preparing for these and consider politics more important than good neighborly relations. Slovakia became an independent country in 1993 after the breakup of Czechoslovakia and was earlier ruled for centuries by Hungary. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.